Even at the best of times, a lot of us are prone to bouts of anxiety and panic. But with the unusual situation that's appearing to us at the moment with this global pandemic, quite possibly those instincts of fear are being triggered quite strongly. If we're watching the news, we might find ourselves suddenly feeling very uncomfortable, very afraid. So I'd like to share a Buddhist technique for reducing and finally completely eliminating our panic and anxiety. And of course, again, this is something that may seem a little unusual if we don't have a background in Buddhism. But if we'd have an open mind, we can benefit enormously from this. You know, in my experience, even people who have just the most tentative relationship with Buddha and his teachings, if they're prepared to try these techniques, will find enormous benefit coming. So if we want to remove our panic and anxiety, it's very helpful to understand where these instincts come from. And of course, there's many different ways we can explore the causes of these kind of responses. But within Buddha's teachings, what we will find most helpful is Buddha's explanation of karma. This is something that is easy to misunderstand. A lot of people, when they first hear karma, think that this is some sort of blaming of the victim, but it's not that at all. If we want to solve a problem, we really need to understand its causes. There's no judgment involved. There's no criticism implied. But it is necessary to understand the causes. So if we want to understand the causes of panic, anxiety, and so forth, in Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche's book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune, there is an extensive explanation of the teachings of karma. And in describing the effects of certain actions, he says, the experience similar to malice is that we are constantly prone to fear and we panic in dangerous situations. So Buddha taught that the real cause of panic and fear is previous actions of malice. So it's obvious that different people respond in different ways. We can't blame the situation. We can't say, of course I am afraid, of course I'm panicking, look at the situation. Because if that were true, if the situation were what caused our reaction, everyone would react in the same way. And evidently, that is not the case. Certainly, if we have some association with people who've trained their minds extensively in meditation, we will know of people who, in situations where we might panic, are actually incredibly calm, peaceful, their hearts focused on the well-being of others, not trapped worrying about themselves. So the fact that we panic is due to previous actions of malice. That's a mind that wishes harm on others, which, of course, if we looked even just over this life, we'll find many instances where, you know, someone has done something or said something we found upsetting, and we've had a thought of what we would like to do, and that's indicating our malice. Maybe we don't go as far as actually deciding to do it, but it shows us there's a pathway in our mind that has been well traveled. So again, we don't need to feel bad, we don't need to feel judged or blame ourselves, but we can be delighted. Now I've found the cause. You know, in the same way that when a doctor is diagnosing their patient, when they realize what is the cause of these symptoms, they're delighted because now they're in a much better position to apply a remedy if there is a remedy possible. So how do we purify our negative karma of previous malice that is leading to this panicky reaction? Well, there are many different ways, but one way in particular we can find from the 35 confession Buddhas. There is a very beautiful sutra, the Sutra of the Three Superior Heaps, that Venerable Geshe-la explains in detail in his book, The Bodhisattva Vow, and that is also included in Introduction to Buddhism and so forth. And within that, there's a practice of prostrating, which is a Buddhist form of exercise and humility and cultivating faith and respect. And the 35 confession Buddhas promised that they would help anyone who prostrated, who went for refuge, who recited their names, to purify that negative karma. So the specific confession Buddha that purifies the negative karma of malice is glorious pleasure. If we prostrate to glorious pleasure, if we recite his name, develop faith, go for refuge, we will find that our panic, our anxiety reduces. And even if when we first start the practice, we have not much faith, but we're prepared to give it a go, then as we start to experience the results, and we notice that the only thing that's changing is that I'm applying effort to prostrate to this Buddha, and yet the effect is that my panic and anxiety is diminishing, well, then our faith in the practice will increase, and so the practice will become increasingly effective. So if you're open to this kind of a practice, I would encourage you to read the Bodhisattva Vow, to be clear on all the different aspects of the practice. And we can rely upon the Buddha, glorious pleasure, who will purify our negative karma of mind, including our actions of malice, and the result will be that our anxiety and our fear, our panic in this life, reduces and reduces until finally it disappears altogether.